Divine Shepherd Lutheran Church and School in Black Hawk, South Dakota, is happy to share God's Word preached for you by Pastor Randy Sturzenbecker. We pray that you will rejoice in Christ crucified and resurrected for you. The waters of baptism, the Lord's Supper, and the forgiveness of sins, all for you, from Jesus.
The Old Testament reading for this morning is from Isaiah chapter 25, verses 6 through 9. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, a rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. And the reproach of his people will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle lesson is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 11. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believe in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I have received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12, then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me, for I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me, whether then it was I or they, so we preach and so we believe. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand as we sing together the Alleluia verse.
Christ the Son.
Holy Gospel for the resurrection of our Lord from the Gospel of St. John, the 20th chapter. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and as they were going toward the tomb, both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the face cloth which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as of yet they did not understand the scriptures that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting there where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. This is the gospel of our Lord. Confess the Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated.
Christ is Grace, mercy, and peace be yours through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Good morning. He is risen. Hallelujah. The culmination of the divine plan that was conceived before time. Events that would change the world. Prophecy fulfilled as the ancient scriptures foretold. Jesus arrested, beaten, and hanged to die on a cross. And today, here we stand, gazing into the miracle of the empty tomb once again. Christ is risen. He has delivered us from the hands of the enemy and has redeemed us. The penalty of our sins is paid in full. He has defeated death and the devil. He is risen. I'd like to take you back to a year ago. The coronavirus pandemic was only a few weeks old. At that time, we didn't know much about it, except for the fact that it was highly contagious, and as we started to find out, also very deadly for many. We were told by the CDC and others that we needed to stay home for fear of catching the virus and spreading it. We were loving our neighbors by staying home and keeping everyone safe. At the time, it seemed that it was the right thing to do. Last year, if you recall, we had a snowstorm on Easter. Joni and I were watching church, as absurd as that sounds, from our living room, watching the snow come down, longing with every fiber of our being that we were here in this place in church. It was a very difficult time for us, and I'm sure for many of you too. And maybe, just maybe, because of that, we didn't feel that Christ was really risen. Pandemic or not, that will not change the fact that Jesus is risen from the dead and he lives and reigns with the Father in heaven. And we anticipate today his glorious return. Jesus was born into a very unstable world. There was political turmoil and unrest. The Jews were hoping for someone who would come to overthrow their Roman oppressors. This was a violent world of decadence, sexual impurity, greed, malice, corruption, disease, and godlessness. In other words, a world not different from the one that we live in today. And it was into all of this violence and turmoil and sin that Jesus was sent to be born and die, to rise again to conquer death and the devil. Christianity is founded upon our Lord Jesus Christ and the eyewitness accounts of the disciples. They were there with Jesus from the beginning of his ministry to the very end. He appeared to them during 40 days after his resurrection. This is no fairy tale. It is certain. The witness of the apostles is recorded through the scriptures inspired by the Holy Spirit. You can be sure that he rose again because the testimony is true as the Holy Spirit bears witness to us today. Today we celebrate. We rejoice over the fact that we worship a risen Savior. Everything is dressed and adorned in white. This truly is a great day of celebration. We're about to enjoy a wonderful breakfast feast together. The weather is beautiful and the sun is shining. Maybe even this Sunday you wore your best clothes, and many of you may even have celebrations planned with your family later today. Easter baskets full of chocolate goodies and candy abounds. Let's not lose sight of what we are really celebrating today, though, as your Savior has redeemed you from destruction and death and won the victory for us through his suffering, dying, and rising from the grave. The sin that you cannot overcome has been covered by the blood of Jesus on the cross and his resurrection. And because of what he accomplished, we have received the gift of grace. We now have peace with God. Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 9 clearly remind us of this. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. He died for your sins on the cross. There is no work that you would ever be able to do that would make you good enough to get to heaven. Romans 5:1 says this, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We now have peace with God the Father because of what his Son accomplished for us." When our Savior spoke the words, "It is finished," on the cross, that's what he meant. The work has been completed on our behalf. Through his death and his resurrection, the work is completed. You are saved through faith. Our Lord Jesus came to fulfill the law and the prophets. He is the completion, the very fulfillment of the law. But the law does not go away. It is still there to accuse us. But Jesus kept the law that we could not, that we cannot keep. This Jesus is raised from death in the grave, suffered and died for you and for your sin, and you now have hope because of this. Dear saints, there is no resurrection without the cross. There are no alleluias or he is risen without the suffering and dying. And it is at the cross where we need to look to see the unfathomable love that our Father would have for us, that he would lay on his own Son the iniquity of us all. In our time, in our today, the now but not yet, we are the beneficiaries of his death and resurrection. Today we have his holy word, through which the Holy Spirit continues to guide and direct us. Because of this empty tomb, we have hope. Death could not keep him. The enemy could not hold him. Because of our baptism, we daily die with Christ and rise with him in new life. St. Paul tells us this, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation." That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. To be reconciled to Christ means that he has made you worthy to be his child because of what he did through his death on the cross. We have been then reconciled, or made worthy to be children of God. You are new, you are clean because of his blood and this empty tomb. We live in a dark, decaying world, but we live in the hope and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you are baptized into Christ, you belong to him. He has made you a righteous child of God because of his great love for you. You have hope because the risen Savior lives and abides with you through his word and his sacrament. He died and rose again for the sins that you struggle with, the secret sin that troubles you. Your struggles with habits and addictions are diminished in the unfathomable light of the glorious empty tomb. He gives you hope in the uncertainty of living in this messed up, fallen, sinful world. He gives you hope in your future. He promises that he will never leave you or forsake you. You have an advocate, the Son, the risen Savior, who has made satisfaction for your sin with his Father. He is still risen in a world that is still a mess. Hear the words of comfort and hope from the Apostle Paul. "For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Whether viruses, wars, governments, famine, persecution, pandemics, he is with us and has given us hope. And when the end of our life comes, we need not fear death, For our Lord has overcome death in his victory won on the cross. We have the hope that we will be with our Lord in paradise. Someday, too, we will rise from the grave just as he did. We have that hope of the resurrection. So just as our Lord rose from this tomb, so also will we rise like him and be with our Lord forever and ever. So as you look upon this empty tomb today, see all that the risen Savior did for you and rejoice in his good gifts he brings to you because of his great love for you. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Amen.